Female Iranian rock climber missing after competing without hijab. By John Hayward on October 18, 2022. The whereabouts and status of rock climber Elnaz Rikabi, 33, are uncertain after she represented Iran at the Asian Championships in South Korea and was photographed competing without her hijab. The Islamic headscarf mandated for all women by the authoritarian regime in Tehran. Iranians have been marching in the streets for weeks since a young woman was killed by the thuggish morality police for allegedly wearing her headscarf improperly. Rikabi has worn a headscarf during previous competitions, but on Sunday she climbed while wearing only a headband. Sky News on Tuesday quoted an informed source who said Rikabi's passport and mobile phone were seized by Iranian officials, and her return flight home was bumped up from Wednesday to Tuesday, after footage circulated of her competing without her hijab. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer on Tuesday quoted sources who said Rikabi was invited to the Iranian embassy in Seoul on a ruse, and then stripped of her phone and passport and put on a plane to Tehran. The Iranian embassy in South Korea confirmed Rikabi flew out of Seoul on Tuesday morning, but the Iranian regime denied reports that she would be arrested and sent to prison upon arriving home. The prison would most likely be Evin, the notorious dungeon for political prisoners and foreign nationals that suffered fire damage under murky circumstances on Saturday. After BBC Persian reported her friends lost contact with her on Monday, the Iranian embassy in Seoul posted a tweet denying she was under arrest. Sky News noted ominously that the tweet used an old photo of Rikabi wearing a hijab at a competition in Tokyo, not one of the many photos taken of her in South Korea. Sky News quoted friends and international competitors expressing their fears for Rikabi's safety. In a statement shared on Instagram, former Iranian ice climber Zainab Mousavi said, "Considering all the events that have happened, all of Iran and the world are worried about Elnaz's condition after her arrival in Iran. We can only pray and ask God to make the best decision for dear Elnaz in this situation." Mousavi also hailed Rikabi as a brave and powerful girl, adding, "A nation stands by you." Although many Iranians and international observers joined Mousavi in assuming Rikabi cast aside her hijab in solidarity with the protesters and Mahsa Amini, the woman whose death launched the uprising, Rikabi's Instagram account on Tuesday included a suspiciously formal statement insisting she had no connection with the protests, and merely dropped her hijab because of stress from the competition. "Greetings to all respectful and honorable citizens of Iran. I, Elnaz Rikabi, with 20 years of membership in national team of climbing, while apologizing for the concerns that I have caused, I must announce, because of the existing sensitivities during the finale of the Asian Championship competition taken place in South Korea, because of the unsuitable timetable and unexpected call for me to climb the wall, unintentionally my cover became problematic. Right now, based on a prearranged timetable with the team, I am heading to Iran." The BBC pointed out that Rikabi's statement looks as though it was written under duress. Other Iranian women who have competed abroad without wearing a headscarf in the past have said they came under pressure from Iranian authorities to issue similar apologies, BBC Persian correspondent Rana Imporpour noted. One example was Shoray Bayat, an Iranian chess referee who claimed asylum in the United Kingdom 2 years ago after a photo showed her working at an event in Shanghai without her hair covered. Bayat said she received death threats and was pressured by the Iranian regime to write a public apology similar to the one posted on Rikabi's Instagram account. "I think actions speak louder than words. And she made a very powerful statement in not wearing a headscarf," Bayat said when asked about Rikabi's fishy Instagram apology. The International Federation of Sport Climbing, IFSC, said on Tuesday it was following Rikabi's case and attempting to verify her status after leaving Seoul. "There is a lot of information in the public sphere regarding Elnaz Rikabi, and as an organization we have been trying to establish the facts. We have also been in contact with Ms. Rikabi and the Iranian Climbing Federation," the IFSC said. "Athlete safety is paramount for us, and we support any efforts to keep a valued member of our community safe in this situation. The IFSC fully support the rights of athletes, their choices, and expression of free speech," the organization stated.